American Cattle News. How could 3 hours killing 3,000 trees save 30,000 gallons of water? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Jason Abraham manages an 11,000-acre ranch in the Texas Panhandle. He's also developed a brush bullet.
It's a bullet that actually kills unwanted trees. Cedar trees aren't native to Texas. They're invasive species, and if you don't do something about it, they'll eventually just take over the whole world. These cedar trees will suck 30 gallons of water a day, and that's one of the bad things. They're like a tick on the earth. They're just sucking all the nutrients out of it. You know, one of the things that people tell me is like, oh, you can just burn these trees. Well, these trees don't die. So if you see this tree here, it's dead there, but you got all this growth here. So in 2006, which would have been, you know, 16 years ago, we had a big fire come through here and it burned all these cedar trees up. And everybody says, oh, it kills your cedar trees. Nope, it doesn't. This is what it killed, the tops, and then it comes right back. The problem when you get into killing cedar trees is you got a lot of these small trees. So I've designed these bullets to be able to kill small trees and big trees. So each bullet will kill a 3-foot tree. So say this tree right here, one bullet kills this tree, okay? So now you move to a bigger tree, to like say a 6-foot tree, two bullets kills this tree, okay? What you do is you shoot the bullet from the gun or from the helicopter, the tree catches the bullet and then it drops down on the ground. And then when it rains, the rain takes it into the ground and then it's drawn up through the trees. And so then it's killed the trees from the ground up, from the roots up, and then the tree decays really fast. And that's important, that the dying tree decays fast, because we don't want a whole bunch of skeletons out here.
It's patented and approved by EPA. American Cattle News.